has nothing to do with discipline. Because my God, we have to discipline. Oh yeah, we have to. If you don't discipline, it let you know that you really don't love them. Amen. Can I say that again? If you don't discipline them, it's a sure enough sign that you don't love them. Amen. Can I give you a biblical text for that? I believe that Hebrews chapter 12, put that on the marquee. Verse 6 says, for whom the Lord loves, what does he do? He chastens him. Chasten just means that he's disciplined. That means that he's nurturing them. Praise God. And he goes on to say, and scourges every son whom he received. That word scourge just means that you're punished. That's all. Praise God. And let me tell you something. I often say, I want a God that's going to dust me off. I don't need no God that I got to dust off. And when I'm doing something wrong, I want to have a God. I can tell a guy, put me in check. Because if he doesn't put me in check, somebody else just might. Praise God. I have a video that one of my former, he's retired from the Chamber of Commerce, retired Lieutenant Colonel Jay Ellington, sent me last week. And if I didn't think it was so gruesome, I would bring it here and show it. In fact, I just may do that. I just may do that. Fathers, we have to discipline our children. But we shouldn't provoke them to wrath. There is a big difference between discipline and provoking to wrath. Amen. Praise God. Oh, I'm going to move on. So my first point is that when you talk about a responsibility of a father, praise God, father will not provoke his child. Will not provoke his child. Let me do something. Fathers, you don't have to stand up right now, but do the same thing I told you last time. I'm not. Point to yourself. I'm not going to provoke my children, amen, to wrath. Amen. Now, that was the negative thing that this verse talked about. But there are two positive things that the father should do. Amen. See, the first one was not to provoke. Amen. Not to provoke. But the second thing that we should do if we are responsible and we are fathers who are faithful fathers in the Lord, praise God, hey, we ought to bring those children up in the nurturing and training of the Lord. So I'm trying to give you something. Instead of provoking them to wrath, say, I want to bring them up in the nurturing and in the training of the Lord. Praise God. Look, that word nurture. Webster defined that word nurture as to care for, to feed, to nourish, to educate, to train, to foster, to promote growth. Amen. That's what that word nurturing stands for. Praise God. And of course, the wisest man that ever walked the earth, with the exception of Jesus Christ, praise God. Y'all know I'm talking about Solomon said it. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. He said, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart from it. Praise God. That's all a part of that nurturing that child. So therefore, fathers, instead of provoking our children to wrath, we should be training them and nurturing them, praise God, in the things of the Lord. And I like that word, nurture. Because everybody know that I'm a gardener. I love to garden. And in order for a plant to come to perfection, I got two plants in my backyard right now. I thought were cantaloupes, but they're not. They're honeydew melons. I thought I had some cantaloupe, but they were first cousins. And I said, now in order for that plant to grow and be perfected, there had to be some right ingredients that I did. I had to, first of all, make sure that that plant was being taken care of. Somebody said, what you mean by that? I had to make sure it's getting the right amount of sunlight. I had to make sure it's getting the right enough nutrients. Praise God. If I look at the leaves and the leaves will start turning yellow, let me know that that plant is missing something. Yes. And whatever it was missing, I had to do. If it needs a little bit of sodium, amen. Everybody know what a little sodium will do to a plant. Man, it'll green it up so bad. That's why, can I tell you when you've gotten a watermelon that's no good? Let me just hip y'all to something. When you get a watermelon that's beautiful and red and the heart of it is sort of white and hard, you know what that just tells you? That tells you that the farmer put too much sodium in the watermelon.
Yeah, man.
I'm just trying to help you to something.
Amen.
So you got to make sure that the plant has the right fertilizer, has to have the right nutrients, getting enough water, getting enough sunlight so that that plant can grow to perfection. And fathers, when we nurture our children, praise God, we are doing the same thing. The reason why, because we do not want them to grow up stunted.
Yeah, amen. Amen. All right.
When we nurture them, let me just give you some things to put in while you're nurturing them. It say, bring them up. And that contains the idea of nurturing and nourishing. How do we nourish our children? First of all, praise God, fathers, we have to pray for our children. We must pray, praise God, in the times when we don't feel like praying. We have to pray for those children. Praise God, we got to teach those children how to pray. And fathers, let me tell you this. Prayer is the key. We got to let them know that prayer is the key, and it's their faith that's going to open the door. So we have to pray. But not only that, we have to modeling, praise God. That's talk about modeling and setting a good example. Somebody said, what are you talking about? As a writer said, he says, values are more caught than taught. Let me let that settle in for a second. Values are more caught than taught. You see, she said, while a child may not be good at listening to their fathers, they never fail to imitate them. Should I say that again? Should I say that again? Let me break it down just a little bit further. Praise God. You see, it's hard to tell your children that church is good for them and they see you don't go a very seldom go. I'm talking about modeling, folks. I'm talking about being an example. Praise God. To your children. It's hard to tell your children that alcohol and tobacco are bad for them when they see you. As that phrase I used to have, they see you getting drunk as the skunk and smoking like a chimney train. Or should I say a choo-choo train? I'm talking about modeling. I'm talking about setting the example for that child. First of all, it's hard to tell your children to love one another, praise God, when they see you and hear you running somebody's name in the ground. They may not listen at what you say, but praise God, they're going to certainly imitate. They're going to emulate you. In other words, they're going to copy you. But we ought to teach them, train them, praise God, bring them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Another thing that we do in this nurturing, in this, man, we got to spend some time. Amen. You got to spend some time. I'm talking to fathers now. See, mothers spend all kind of time with them kids. Sometimes I think they spend too much. Fathers don't like to spend time with their children. They get so busy with the hustle and bustle of this world. And praise God, they don't spend any time with those children, especially those boys. Praise God. You like to go fishing? Don't say, I don't want to go with him because he don't know how to bait a hook. Take him on the pond. Teach him how to fish. Something going on at school. Don't send mama. Both of y'all go. That child is a reflection of you. You need to go. Praise God. Fathers, I'm talking to fathers today. Well, you know, I can't do it. I'm the provider. I'm the sole provider. That's okay. God going to give you some time where you can spend some time with that child. But finally, again, this thing about discipline. And I've already talked about discipline. I read something that just blew my mind when I read it. I said, I have to write it down. It's a quotation. And this is not original. The Duke of Windsor, somebody may know why I'm getting ready to go with this. The Duke of Windsor said this some years ago. I want y'all to listen at this. It says, everything in the American home is controlled by a switch, except the children. Let me say that again. That may have gone over some people's head. The Duke of Windsor said that everything in the American home is controlled by a switch. We have a switch to turn on the lights. We have a switch to turn them off. We have a switch for this gadget. We have a switch for a gadget. He said everything in the American home is controlled by a switch, except the children. Discipline doesn't mean that you're going to kill them. Discipline means that you're going to discipline them, and you're going to make sure that you discipline them so that a policeman you make sure that you discipline them so that the policeman doesn't discipline down the road or shoot them down. Oh, I got to bring that video here. It's real. It's gruesome, but it's for real.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT KQJO.